Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's been a wonderful 12 years.
What's your highlight?
Oh, gosh. There are a few trials that I can think of, convictions that were difficult to obtain and victims that really needed justice. And there's a couple I have in mind that I'm very proud of, frankly. Yeah.
What was your biggest challenge?
Money. That's right. Yeah, money to run the office has been an enormous challenge. When I started, we had three or four more full-time employees than I had up until here recently, but now we're, the legislature's been very gracious. Our fiscal year started this year with significant increase in funding. So District 11 now has a investigator, which we've not had for about 5 or 6 years, but we now have one. Gives us a lot more flexibility in investigations. And so beyond that, just the normal daily grind of wading through people's crimes and victims, and that's been a challenge. It is daily.
Well, you know, it seems like the good stuff's starting to happen now.
I understand, and that's fine. I'm glad to leave good stuff as I walk out the door. It gives me a greater peace of mind.
Just a couple of odds and ends. I know that you like to be in the outdoors quite a bit.
I do.
This will give you some flexibility there.
Absolutely. Plan to spend more time outdoors, hunting, fishing, doing that sort of thing. I'm going to have to catch up on house chores. And so just going to try and settle in slowly.
Anything you'd like to tell the folks?
It has been an absolute privilege to represent Washington and Oneida County for 12 whole years. To, as I like to think of it, kind of watch over the community and try and keep people as safe as we can. And that's been a real honor.